Welcome to Unscripted, the pivot season. I'm Lisa Burling, an award-winning entrepreneur, business owner, journalist, author, and single parent navigating life with curiosity, courage, and a healthy dose of chaos. This season is all about the pivots, the ones we choose and the ones we don't. In my experience, both are fertile ground for growth, clarity, and becoming more of who we truly are. And in a pivot for this podcast, we've planned the guests. But the conversations, I promise you, they're completely unscripted. Each week, I'm opening my journal, I'm choosing someone amazing, and I'm going to sit down with them and hear about the bold pivots that have happened in their own lives. So what unfolds is absolutely real, raw, and refreshingly honest. So let's get into this week's episode. Today on Unscripted, I'm joined by someone whose story is equal parts powerful, humbling, and inspiring, Lizzie Dawson. Lizzie is an accredited exercise physiologist, entrepreneur, and the founder of multiple businesses, including Kids Heart Pilates and Northside Allied Health. She's also the driving force behind pediatric professional development courses for educators and health practitioners across Australia. But as you'll hear, the version of Lizzie leading these businesses today was born from both choice and crisis. At just 33, Lizzie suffered a stroke, not because of poor health, but from burnout. That moment changed everything. In this conversation, Lizzie shares how the life-altering pivot reshaped not only how she worked, but how she lived, forcing her to delegate, reflect, and truly honour her limits. She talks about the gentle pivots that built her business, the deep personal healing that comes with entrepreneurship, and the power of trusting the slow, steady step forward over the grand leap. It's an episode full of real talk, hard-won wisdom, and a beautiful reminder that success doesn't live at the destination, it lives in the journey. I'm super excited for you to listen to this one. Lizzie Dawson, thank you so much for being on Unscripted with me, Lisa Burling. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to start by asking you, I know this, but no one else does, who you are and your business, what it does, who it's for.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am an accredited exercise physiologist. I actually have three businesses. So I've got Northside Allied Health, which is a team of allied health professionals, and we work in a fairly standard sort of clinic that helps a various number of people from chronic disease management, so diabetes, heart disease, whatnot, to returned war veterans and NDIS participants. And we help them across dietetics, exercise, physiology, and whatnot. And then I have Kids Heart Pilates, and that is we're pediatric exercise physiologists. So we work with children that have complex needs and conditions through NDIS funding. We also go into childcare centres and work with childcare centres educators and children in the centres and offer Pilates. And then I've got Lizzie Dawson, which is basically teaching people how to, as an allied health professional, work with children and get the most out of sessions with children.
So not busy at all?
No, just cruising.
Just cruising through life. Okay, yep. So this is the pivot season, as you know. So I am really curious to find out what the word pivot means to you, whether it's in business life or just in any context.
Yeah, sure. So it's interesting. When I hear pivot, I think of netball because I was a netball player and we had to pivot to change direction. So it just takes me right back to that. But I guess it's just that, isn't it? It's about being able to change directions, and I think what that means is that it helps you be resilient. So I feel like pivot can have a bit of a negative connotation, but to me it just leads to resilience. So whether that's through, you know, business or personal, I think that it's just being adaptable to what is happening around you and being able to change directions and be flexible with how you're offering your services.
I love that. So that leads me to my next question, which is what made you realize it was time for you to pivot your career and start what you have, which is amazing. You know, was it a slow burn? Was there a final straw? What did that look like for you?
Well, I feel like I've done a few pivots. So I changed careers when I was 24. So I went back to uni as a mature age student at 24. I was in hospitality. I actually wanted to have my own restaurant, interestingly, and then got into that and realized that the lifestyle just was not compatible with my wanting to wake up and go for a run each morning. And I think I also realized that I could actually have a career in something that I was really passionate about. Like, it didn't have to be something else. So I think that I pivoted at that point. And then when I went into like business mode, it was more of a slow transition for me. So I was working in two part-time roles, one of which I was working as a contractor. So that was kind of a really nice opportunity to see or test out, I guess, how to manage my own money and that experience of the more clients you see, the more you get paid and whatnot. And while I was doing that, I kind of fell into Kids Heart Pilates from just an opportunity through a client. I was doing Pilates with her and got her back into running. And she was like, I wish we had have done Pilates forever. Can you come and do this with the kids? And the next day I was doing a Pilates class with this group of kindergarten kids, and I kind of fell into Kids Heart Pilates that way. And I kind of then just as that grew and my contractor role grew, I was kind of just drawn more to those. And then I dropped my employment role, and then I bought into the clinic that I was contracting for, which is Northside Allied Health. So I bought that clinic. So it wasn't kind of like I'm leaving my job, I'm going to start a business, this is how I'm going to do it. It was more like a gentle transition where I did like a few days here and a few days there, and then I dropped the days. So it was a nice transition I felt. And then I feel like I've kind of held that transition across my career. So whether it's, you know, doing a day here and a day there, and where one business needs me more, then I'll be in that business more. But so I feel like I have kind of held that flexibility and pace in terms of my transitioning into new stages of business.
That's really insightful, because in my head, when I think of the word pivot, it sounds like it's a jolt, like it happens quite quickly. But actually what you've described is a very gentle, well-paced, kind to yourself process with little pivots over time, rather than this massive lightning bolt that did kind of shake the foundations of your life. So I think that's a really important point for listeners to take with them as they listen to you. What version of you had to die, metaphorically, of course, for this pivot to be born?
I think being comfortable. I think there is no part of my journey that's been comfortable. It's always, you know, even when it's comfortable, there's another stage that you're kind of looking at, or another step that you're looking at, or another, you know, dimension or you know, trajectory. So I think that I had to give up the idea that I was going to be comfortable.
Yeah, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, right?
Absolutely.
I think the further we go on this path, as much as, you know, I might whinge about, you know, the uncertainty and, you know, what's going to deliver today, it's addictive. I can't imagine a life without it. So it becomes this kind of friend and foe dynamic. So you dance around
it. Exciting. I feel like it's an exciting journey, but sometimes, you know, when like it's all excitement, it can be a little draining. So I think it's just about respecting that discomfort and that excitement, and having periods or taking the opportunities when you can to have downtime and to cruise and to consolidate and not feel bad about those times.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Are you comfortable talking about, I guess, the pivot that came about through your health?
And
something that happened to you that was, you know, very unexpected?
Yeah. So in 2015, so 10 years ago, which was only 1 year into being full-time business as well, I had a stroke. So I was 33 and I was at work. I had a very busy period. So I had I would say chronic stress. And I didn't lose consciousness, but I kind of lay down on the floor, lost feeling and control of my whole left side. So I was numb from ear down and was just like kind of touching my chest and my tummy. And I'm like, I can't feel my side. And I couldn't control my arm movement. I couldn't walk. My speech was fine. And so I guess it was a fairly significant instance where I had to, let go of any form of control. Like I couldn't work, and at the time I was wearing all the hats in my business. I didn't have admin. I had a team of allied health professionals around me helping me, but I was doing all the admin and I was doing all the marketing and I was doing all the financials and whatnot. So it was a pretty epic instance of having to outsource and delegate and just let go and just go, you know what? I've got a team of people there. They can manage this. They can help me with this. And right now, the most important thing is my health. It was kind of an opportunity in a weird way to go, you know what? Nothing else matters because I'm not okay right now. And it was like, okay, nothing else matters. I can't do this anymore. Like, it's just, I just need to focus on myself and getting better. And I took a good 6 months off. I was doing a little bit of work from home. But yeah, I took a decent chunk of time. I've never returned to seeing clients. So I was seeing a full client load at the time as well. And I've never gone back to seeing clients. I've now got admin. I've got managers. So it's actually, like, I think it was one of the best things that has ever happened to me because it's really been an exercise in slowing down. And every year on the anniversary, it's like, I just try to remind myself of what happened and how scary it was, and that it's really important to delegate and to not carry the load, because we're taking a lot of responsibility and risk. There's a lot of mental load that comes with having a business, and so if you can hand over the physical load and the roles, I think that's really, really important. And sometimes we forget that because there's financial pressures and, you know, instances, for example, the last 6 months I've been doing admin in both of my businesses just from, you know, that's kind of what had happened, and two people had left each of my businesses. So I had to step in and do that, but it was always going to be short term because it's just knowing that, I think really knowing and understanding that the risk and the responsibility of running a business is a job in itself. And I think it was a really good lesson in that we can't hold and do everything.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I guess in what you experienced in many ways is, you know, there's pivots that we choose and there's pivots that are thrust upon us. And I also have experiences where, you know, the universe or whatever you believe, I feel has had to step in. And sometimes, particularly when you're headstrong and ambitious and driven, you know, like we are, it has to be very loud.
and very specific. So I think that's a huge insight for people to remember. Yeah, you can't do it all, and nor should you. And the load of running a business and you know, at the end of the day, the buck stopping with you is a huge part of a job description that has a big load attached to it. So thank you for sharing that, Lizzie.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, so what has surprised you most about taking, you know, those leaps over time and becoming your own boss that you weren't prepared for?
I think the biggest, journey has been the self-development. I feel like it feels kind of wrong in that you have a business and you start a business, but the biggest journey is your journey, your personal journey, and your journey of reflection and accountability. And there's nothing quite like carrying a business and the risk that is attached to that, that forces you into, you know, understanding what triggers you and what keeps you up at night and where those worries and those stories come from and how you can manage those. I think that personal journey was so unexpected for me. I didn't realize that I needed to work on myself so that I could better show up in my business, and that, you know, even the delegating and the negotiating of pay or taking profit from the business, all of those things can be really triggering, and that it can trigger guilt. And I think there's a lot of stories that we've got behind all of those feelings. And I think that's been such an epic journey for me. And I'm so grateful that I have gone on this path because it's just so much healing has unfolded. And I heard once on a podcast, I can't remember who said it, but they said that we heal ourselves to save our children and to heal our ancestors, or to put our ancestors at peace. And I think, you know, sometimes when you've got your own business, it feels quite selfish, and it feels you spend so much time thinking about it and working on it, and it can be time away from your family and your children. But the healing that it evokes due to the size and the weight of it is something that's really important for how I talk to myself in front of my children and how I heal myself. And that's a really big part of my parenting journey as well. So that's been such an unexpected journey, I think, or outcome of having my own business, but a really, really nice one.
Yeah, it's running and owning a business is the ultimate mirror, really, isn't it? You can't hide. You know, there is no boss that's going to pull you out of it. You know, you have to be the one making the difficult calls, having those tough conversations. You know, and it's a journey in psychology and human behavior, which, you know, I didn't really expect either. So I completely hear what you're saying. And yes, those moments where you might feel guilty because, you know, your business is calling you in terms of your time and your energy and pulling you away from your children or family, the kind of caveat with that is that you can show up as a better version of yourself because of that. So yeah, I hear you completely. So what lie about success did you have to unlearn on this journey you've been on?
I feel like I thought success was like reaching a destination. And so I think I had to learn that success is a journey, and there's lots of parts that go into it. And it's not necessarily a destination of a business size, a revenue or a profit, or, you know, that that data-driven sort of outcome. And you know, maybe this has morphed for me over time, and maybe, you know, I've achieved some goals and I've realized that potentially those goals have come at the cost of peace and happiness and balance. And so I think that success can morph and change as we develop in ourselves. And I think that for me, Now it's about the journey. It's about the flexibility. It's about the peace. It's about the resilience that I'm creating for my family. And it's an ongoing journey. It's changing. It's, you know, I'm investing in different businesses. I've sold businesses and I don't think it's a destination. I think it's a journey and I think it changes. And I think that was something that, I didn't realize.
Yeah, I've actually been thinking recently, you know, when is it enough? When would I sit back and put my feet on the desk and my arms behind my head and go, okay, that's it, you did it? And the truth is that moment is never going to come. It's like me wanting to have an empty inbox or finish a day and go, I did everything that I wanted to. It's like some kind of euphoria that, like, or utopia, I should say, that I'm never going to reach. And I think, yeah, taking the little successes along the way, but realizing, you know, it's never going to be done, is part of the mental shift you have to make, or you'll send yourself bonkers. Okay, I got a fun question for you. If your pivot was a soundtrack, what song would be playing in the background?
Love this question. So I'm not really like a song person. I'm not like a big music person. I love music, but one really stood out for me, and that was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. It's like one of my all-time favorite songs, but it's also just something that resonates because she talks about just keeping on going. Like she's talking about run, 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 run. And I just feel like in business and particularly in pivoting, when you're starting your own business, you just need to keep running. And it's, you might run at different paces and you might need to rest in between your running, but you need to just keep going. And it's just one of my favorite songs. So it was kind of like, that fits my story.
I love that. And then there's the whole piece around petrol in the tank and, you know,
Yeah.
Stuff in while you go around the corners and slamming the brakes on. I really love that. That is awesome. I think I'm going to create a Spotify playlist for this season and I'm going to take all your songs and put them on there. But that's a very, very good choice.
I love that.
So what's something you now allow yourself to do that felt off limits before you were brave and did your pivots, either whether they were forced upon you or they were, you know, proactively chosen?
I think delegation, outsourcing, and really respecting that my position in the business is carrying, you know, is carrying the load and the strategy and the risk, and that my job is to employ people and to keep them employed. And so delegating and not doing everything is perfectly okay.
Yeah, that's a big lesson, I think, for most people like us running businesses. So what's one piece of advice you'd give to someone standing on the edge of their own pivot?
To just take one step at a time. I think we can get really scared by looking at the big picture that, oh my gosh, we're going to be responsible for all the finance, you know, all the income, the holiday, like the sick leave, like all of that, like there's a lot of risk. But if we just go, okay, what are all the steps that it takes to getting where we want to get to? And just take one step at a time. Like my steps were kind of sidestepping and, you know, it wasn't one massive step. It was lots of little steps. And I think that's a bit of a misconception that it's like I need to quit my job and figure this out. How can we maybe do 3 days a week and then 2 days is spent, you know, planning the business out or starting the business. So just taking steps there's no kind of set formula. You can figure out how you want to do it to make it comfortable or as comfortable. It's not going to be comfortable, but as comfortable as you want, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's so true. Now this next question. So for people listening, Lizzie and I were on a, I'm going to put inverted commas around, business retreat a couple of weeks ago, and we would often find ourselves sitting together on the sofa near the fire reading our books. So, of course, I am going to ask you if there is a book that you would recommend to anyone listening who is on the edge of their pivot but they just need to take the leap and you're like, just effing do it, what book would you suggest that they read?
The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks is one of my favorite books, and it's about reaching your ceiling and basically self-sabotaging because you're scared to kind of go beyond that. There's a really good like phrase, I guess, and it was about transmuting fear into excitement. And so I think that it's just a really good, it's a good easy read and something that I think is relevant if you're, yeah, taking a big leap, right?
Yeah, the book, it's the perfect title, and I'll pop that in the show notes for anyone that wants to get their hands on it. And my final question is actually wanting a question from you that I can pass on to the next guest. So what's one question you wish someone had asked you during one of your pivots or all of them, and why?
So I put for this one not so much of a question, because I think for me it was what I really wanted from someone in that early stage was not a question, but more just a gentle reassurance to say, you've got this, I believe in you, and that you can do anything. So I think if we put a question to that, it would be, what would you do if you had that belief that you had no, if failure wasn't an option, what would be the thing that, what would be the direction that you would choose?
Excellent. I can't wait to ask that of my next guest, and I'll let you know what they say.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lizzie. It's been such a joy to speak to you. I have huge admiration and respect for you on every level. And I can't wait to hang out with you again very soon.
Thank you.
So that's where I'm at this week, and I hope something in this episode gave you the insight, spark, or even a little nudge that you needed to embrace your own pivot. If this episode resonated, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at Instagram, LisaBurling_entrepreneur, or even leave a quick review below, as it helps more people find this podcast. And if you know someone who'd love this episode, please send it their way. That's how we grow this community, by sharing what speaks to us. I'll be back next Friday with another amazing interview where we explore somebody else's pivots and the lessons that they have learned. Until then, stay curious, stay brave, but most of all, stay unscripted.